This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
In any act of worship, there will always be people of varying enthusiasms, ambitions, and categories. People as Muslims are so similar to one another, yet they are so different. They may do the very same act of worship, but in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the difference between them is like the difference between the heavens and the earth. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala divided the successful believers, and He said, ثُمَّ أَوْرَثْنَا الْكِتَابَ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَيْنَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. What are the characteristics of these worshippers of Allah whom He has chosen, as He describes in this verse? He said, فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ. Some of them, they are oppressing themselves. وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدْ. And some of them, they take a middle course. وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And there is a third category. They are the ones rushing to do good deeds by the permission of Allah. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَضْلُ الْكَبِيرُ. This is the supreme success, Allah said. In the month of Ramadan, the same can be said. We are identical. We are all carrying out at this second the same act of worship. We are all the same. We are fasting. That's in my eyes and yours, of course. However, in the divine eye of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are very different. The status of our individual siyam and the eventual outcome is very different in that respect. We are miles apart from one another. And that is why Al-Ghazali rahimahullah and others, they mentioned that people who fast, they are of three levels. You have Sawmul Umum, the fasting of the masses of the people. Most people Siyam. The level above it, Sawmul Khusus, the fasting of the elite. And the level above it is, he says, صَوْمُ خُصُوصِ الْخُصُوصِ, the fasting of the elite of the elite. La ilaha illallah. I give you descriptions of each one of these three categories and you decide which of the three fits you best. And if it's on the lower end of the hierarchy, aspire for the top. He said, people are on level number one, صَوْمُ الْعُمُومِ, the fasting of the masses of the people. Most people fast, what does that look like? This is a brother, a sister, who abstains from the mufattirat, the things that break their fast. So they don't eat, they don't drink, they avoid sexual encounters with their spouse, but that's it. But they give their eyes free rein to look at whatever it wishes. And they give their ears free rein to hear whatever they wish. And they give their mouth free rein to speak and talk, gossip, backstab, slander, lie, as it wishes. And they give their physical faculties free rein to disobey Allah Almighty as they wish. Has this person truly fasted? Al-Ghazali, he says, this is the fasting of the generality of people. Most of us, wa inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And that is why Al-Bukhari narrates on the authority of Abu Hurairah that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ لَمْ يَدَعْ قَوْلَ الزُّورِ وَالْعَمَلَ بِهِ وَالْجَهْلِ فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَةٌ فِي أَنْ يَدَعَ طَعَمَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ. Whoever does not stay away from improper speech, improper behavior, and ignorant types of behavior when he is fasting, then Allah Almighty has no need for him or her to stay away from food and drink. In other words, this is the reality of the siyam, the fasting of the limbs from all of that which Allah has prohibited, not just the things that will break your fast. And Ahmad narrates on the authority of Abu Hurairah that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, رُبَّ صَائِمٍ حَظُّهُ مِنْ صِيَامِهِ الْجُوعُ وَالْعَطَشُ وَرُبَّ قَائِمٍ بِاللَّيْلِ حَظُّهُ مِنْ قِيَامِهِ السَّهَرُ. He said, there may be a person who fasts, and the only thing he takes from his fasting is hunger and thirst. And there may be a person who prays at night, Taraweeh, for example. He said, and the only thing they get from it is sleeplessness. Where is the ajr, the reward? This is the fasting of most of us, he says. And that is why Maymun ibn Mahran, one of our predecessors, he says, "Inna ahwana sawmi tarku at-ta'ami wash-sharab." The easiest part of fasting is staying away from food and drink. That is entry level, elementary form, dimension of fasting. It is of the most basic order to stay away from food and drink and other things that break the fast. There is more to Siyam than this. How is it that a person, when he is fasting, will stay away from things that are usually permissible, like eating and drinking, but then will carry out during his fast and after iftar things that are always impermissible? A person who tries to perfect his fast by not eating and drinking but is still committing haram during his fast is like a person who constructs a beautiful building whilst demolishing the entire city. Is this the fasting that Allah Almighty wants from me and wants from you? This is entry-level siyam, sawmul umum, the fasting of most people, he says. The level above it that you and I aspire for, insha'Allah, is sawmul khusus, the fasting of the elite. These are men and women who not only prevent themselves from food and drink and other nullifiers of fasting, they prevent their eyes from looking at the haram, their ears from listening to the haram. Their behavior has completely changed in the month of Ramadan and after Ramadan. These are the elite amongst us. And this was the understanding of the fast according to the Sahaba, the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is why Jabir ibn Abdullah, the companion, he said, إِذَا صُمْتَ فَلْيَصُمْ سَمْعُكَ وَبَصَرُكَ وَلِسَانُكَ عَنِ الْكَذِبِ وَالْمَآثِمِ. He said, when you fast, ensure that your eyes and your ears and your mouth, they are also fasting from lying and sin. He said, وَدَعْ أَذَى الْخَادِمِ, and beware of harming those who serve you. He said, وَلْيَكُنْ عَلَيْكَ وَقَارٌ وَسَكِينَةٌ يَوْمَ صَوْمِكَ, and ensure on the day of fasting, you present yourself in a way of dignity and elegance and composure. He said, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ يَوْمَ صَوْمِكَ وَفِطْرِكَ سَوَاءً, and don't make the day of your fasting and the day when you are not the same. Don't make the day when you are fasting and the day that you are not the same. There has to be a clear separation. So this second category of people, they want to protect their siyam from the nullifiers of fasting, and they want to protect their fast from anything that may even blemish it, and they tarnish it, and therefore they present themselves with decorum, with excellence, waqar and sakina. لَيْسَ الصِّيَامُ مِنَ الْأَكْلِ وَالشُّرْبِ إِنَّمَا الصِّيَامُ مِنَ اللَّغْوِ وَالرَّفَثِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the reality of fasting is not about not eating and drinking. The reality of fasting is to protect yourself from improper speech and improper behavior. This is the essence of fasting. If you were to ask me, what does the fasting of the elite people look like? I say to you, their conversations are tamed. Their argumentation is limited. Their lying is non-existent. Their gazes are restrained. Their ears are covered from the haram. Their money, their finances are purified from the impermissible sources. Her hijab, it is pristine and perfect. Their social media browsing hours are reduced. Their secret conversations with one another as male and female behind closed doors are put an end to, not a treacherous temporary pause in the month of Ramadan with the intention of resuming from Eid onwards. This is the fasting of the elite, because they understand as-siyamu junnah, as Abu Ubaidah, he said. Fasting is a shield. مَا لَمْ يَخْرِقْهَا, so long as you don't puncture it with holes. Fasting, he said, is a shield that will protect you and I from the hellfire. He said, so long as you don't puncture that shield with holes. How do we puncture it with holes? With sins, with disobedience to Allah. And therefore, what use is there in a punctured shield? This is the second category صوم الخصوص, the fasting of the elite. And then you have the third and final level, and this is صوم خصوص الخصوص, the fasting of the elite of the elite. And in short, these are men and women who fast as if they can see Allah Jalla Jalla. These are people whose bodies are with us here today in dunya. They buy and they sell and they chase their daily bread, but their hearts and their souls are up there with Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, with the angels circumambulating around His majestic throne Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. When he was asked sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is excellence, what is ihsan, he said is when you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you can see him. But if you can't see him, then you know that he can see you. These are men and women who they fast and they have freed their hearts from every thought and every ambition and every yearning and every aspiration and every determination from everyone and anything but Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. And this is the type of fast we yearn for, and this is the fasting of the prophets and the messengers and the siddiqoon and the martyrs. With all of this said, we've reached about and just over the halfway mark of the month of Ramadan. And there will be some amongst us who will complain and they will say, despite us now coming towards the end of the blessed month, I still feel that my heart is unengaged. I am fasting. I am carrying out all of the necessary duties of a Muslim in Ramadan. But there is a problem here. I haven't shed a single tear since the month began, someone may say. Others may say, I am reciting Quran, but with no contemplation, no tafakkur, no thought. Others, they say, I have made some dua, but it feels empty. Some may say, this feels very similar to the Ramadan of last year. I don't feel transformed. I still feel indifferent. What is going on? What is happening to me? And I say to you, my brother, my sister, there may be one issue from the many, and I will shed light upon it before we conclude, as highlighted by Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah ta'ala. He said, إِذَا لَمْ تَجِدْ لِلْعَمَلِ حَلَاوَةً فِي الْقَلْبِ وَانْشِرَاحًا فَاتَّهِمْهُ. He said, if you carry out acts of worship, but you don't find the pleasure of it in your heart, and a sense of expanse and comfort, then you need to point the finger of blame back at yourself. How come? He said, فَإِنَّ الرَّبَّ تَعَالَى شَكُورٌ يَعْنِي أَنَّهُ لَا بُدِّ أَنْ يُثِيبَ الْعَامِلَ عَلَى عَمَلِهِ فِي الدُّنْيَا فِي قَلْبِهِ مِنْ حَلَاوَةٍ يَجِدُهَا وَقُوَّةٍ وَانْشِرَاحٍ وَقُرَّةِ عَيْنٍ. He said, because Allah is grateful, Allah is shakur, which means that if you worship a grateful Lord, He must reward you in the life of this world by putting happiness in your heart and to experience the sweetness of worship and to feel strength and inner expanse. He said, حَيْثُ لَمْ يَجِدْ ذَٰلِكَ فِي قَلْبِهِ فَإِنَّ عَمَلَهُ مَدْخُولٌ. Since you have not experienced these things, he says, it means our deeds are tarnished. There is a deficiency somewhere in our lives that is acting as a ghamam, a dark cloud that is preventing the light of Iman from reaching our hearts. And it is the duty of myself and every one of us to identify what that dark cloud is. What is the barrier? What is the nature of that hurdle that is preventing you and I from experiencing the joy of Iman in the month of Ramadan? Ask yourself a question and interrogate it harshly. Is it my insincerity, my riya? Is it my obsession with fame, shuhrah? Is it my fallout with mum, dad, cousin, friend, ex-business partner? Is it an apology I need to make to remove the cloud? Is it haram money that's still in my account? Is it how I present myself offline, online? Is it my iftar that I'm exaggerating? Food that I am wasting? Where is it? Trace it. Isolate it. And then overcome it. And allow the heart to experience the spring of Ramadan, the joys of Ramadan, the radiant lights of Ramadan, let us remove these barriers and let Allah al-Shakur, the grateful, put into your heart and my heart what we want to experience this month. Don't make it a wasted opportunity. And that is why Wuhayb ibn Ward, one of our predecessors, when he was asked the question, أَيَجِدُ لَذَّةَ الطَّاعَةِ مَنْ يَعْصِيهِ, can a person who is always disobeying Allah experience the joy of worship? And he said, لَا وَلَا مَنْ هَمْ. He said, no, it is impossible. Not even a person who intends to sin. Not even a person who intends to sin, the first thing that will be taken from him or her is the joy of iman. So this nafs, this self that Allah Almighty has loaned to us, it's like an animal that requires taming. And if it is not tamed and disciplined and deprived and punished when it needs to be punished, it will go out of control. Ibn Rajab, he said, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ نَفْسَكَ بِمَنْزِلَةِ دَابَتِكَ. He said that the self that you have in you is like the animal that you ride. إِنْ عَرَفَتْ مِنْكَ الْجِدَّ جَدَّتْ. If your self sees you to be a person of determination, it will become a soul of determination. وَإِنْ عَرَفَتْ مِنْكَ الْكَسَلْ طَلَبَتْ مِنْكَ حُظُوظَهَا وَشَهْوَتَهَا. And if your self sees you being lazy, it will ask you for more of its appetites and its desires. This self requires taming, disciplining, educating, and punishing and rewarding when it deserves it. Otherwise, it goes out of control. It requires that you busy it with the noble affairs. You occupy it with useful knowledge. You surround it with good people because it has a tendency to be lazy and lethargic. Abu Zayd, one of the predecessors, he said, مَا زِلْتُ أَسُوقُ نَفْسِي إِلَى اللَّهِ وَهِيَ تَبْكِي حَتَّى سُقْتُهَا إِلَيْهِ وَهِيَ تَضْحَكُ. I continue to drag my soul towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by force whilst it was crying, until one day it surrendered and it came with me to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as it was smiling. What better time in the year to address these things than in the month of Ramadan? Beware of making it a wasted opportunity, dear brother, dear sister. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to inspire us with the fasting of the elite of the elite. Allahumma ighfir lil muslimina wal muslimin.